It's all about you, Jesus.
Welcome to Heart of Worship Podcast, your morning devotional, song, and prayer. A few devotionals ago, we discussed what it means to have a heart of worship. And personally, I believe that is to seek God's will in everything that we do. That is to be obedient to Him and to fully surrender to His will. And I think in today's day and age where, you know, you hear the word God and you hear Jesus on TV, on social media, on the news, it's very easy to get confused about what it really means to be a follower of Christ, about what it really means to be saved and to be a believer. If you have any misconception about that, this devotional will be for you this morning. And what really prompted this was actually somebody on a podcast saying, well, I don't know if I believe in God. I don't know if, you know, Jesus was a thing. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. I'm not fully convinced. But you know what? I'll just say the sinner's prayer as a backup, just in case this is all real, then, you know, I'll be saved when Jesus comes back. So he said the sinner's prayer, but he didn't really live the life that Jesus commanded him to. And I think that is the misconception today, is you can just repent, you can just come to Christ, accept Him in your heart. Maybe you'll even go as far as getting baptized in water. And then what do you do to actually change your life after that? What do you do to show that you actually accepted Jesus, to have the evidence of Him in your life? And the verse that I want to focus on today is Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. So it's not enough to just say the sinner's prayer. And if you've never said the sinner's prayer, you're basically repenting of your sins and you are asking God, you're asking Jesus into your heart, you're accepting Him as your Lord and Savior, and you make a commitment to follow Him. So this is the key right here. The sinner's prayer includes a commitment to follow Jesus and to follow God and His commandments. So it's not enough to just say the sinner's prayer. That doesn't automatically guarantee you a green card in heaven, if you will. You actually have to obey and do the will of God and what He tells us to do through His Holy Bible. Romans 2:13 says, "For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous." There are many more verses I could talk about, but essentially what it means to follow God is to obey His will and do His will in your life. And a lot of times that requires us to become selfless, because it's very easy to just want to live for ourselves. It's very easy to just want to do whatever we want to do and not listen to God's commandments, not seek out injustice and try to correct it. The Bible tells us that we should love justice and to seek mercy, but it's very easy for us to just ignore all those things and enjoy all the good things that life gives us. We can also look at James chapter 2, verse 14, which says, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them?" So salvation is faith, number one, but it's also the deeds. When you are born again, when you become a believer, your life will change because you're accepting Christ into your life, and your life will change. Your life will be evidence of Christ in your life. And really, what God wants is just your heart. When you say that sinner's prayer, He's just in pursuit of your heart. Think about your spouse and think about your kids. You're willing to do things for them, sometimes uncomfortable, but you also have to be very selfless, right? I think a lot of times we have to put down our own desires so that we can make our family members happy, so we can give them the things that bring them joy. Sometimes we have to make sacrifices for them. So the same way that you're willing to do those things for your family, for your spouse, for your kids, for your extended family, God wants you to make those sacrifices for Him, because the same way that your family wants your heart is the same way that God wants your heart. And He wants you to be in pursuit of Him and His will, just like He is in pursuit of you. I also love 2 Timothy 1:9. "He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace." So he called us to a holy life. That means we must deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him, just like Matthew 16 says. So think about your selfish desires. Think about the things that don't serve God. Think about the ways that you are trying to be God in your own life. Those are the things that you must deny yourself of and allow God to change you from the inside so that you can live for him. Another misconception by a lot of people is that you can be saved by just being a good person. You can go to heaven by just doing good deeds in the world. And again, the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." So once again, we see that salvation is a gift, and it's not because anything that we're doing, but rather the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross for us. So yes, we accept him as our Lord and Savior, and we follow him, and we are in pursuit of him. We're in pursuit of doing his will, and it's not the works that we're doing. That is a byproduct of our faith, just like we read in James. The deeds are a byproduct of our faith, but it's not the deeds alone that get us into heaven, and it's not the faith alone that gets us into heaven. It's a combination of the two. So to be a believer of Christ is to be a follower of Christ. Just like the disciples, when they decided to follow Jesus, they left their work behind, they left everything behind, and they followed Jesus and did what Jesus told them to do. And in response, Jesus gave them so much wisdom, supernatural power, and they were able to perform miracles in Jesus' name. So if you've been in this boat of, you know, I accepted Christ at one point, but I don't really know him very well, I don't spend time with him today, I don't even know if I'm going to heaven anymore, I just want to encourage you to open up your Bible and just to have some fellowship with God. At the end of the day, all he wants is your heart, like we said. And by you spending time with him, he will reveal himself to you. He will speak to you. He will tell you how he wants you to live. And you just have to listen to his voice. And when you do, I've never been led astray by God. I've always found such joy and peace and a better life every time I've listened to what he's told me. So just lean in. Don't let that prayer that you said one time be just that, a prayer, and you never acted on it. Maybe you have hope that you are saved based on whatever encounter you had with Jesus in the past, but the best way to make sure that your hope is activated is through faith. Faith is a verb. So activate your faith today and just follow him. Asking God to completely take over your life can be a scary prayer sometime, but like I said, he never led me astray, and I fully trust and surrender my life to him. So the song for today is called Take My Life. It's actually a 90s song, and man, sometimes I think back to all the songs I grew up on, and we have amazing songs today, worship songs, but the 90s songs just hit different. And so this song is called Take My Life. Holiness is what I long for. Faithfulness is what I long for. Take my heart and form it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will and conform it to yours.
Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want from me. Faithfulness is what I long for. Faithfulness. righteousness, righteousness is what I long for. Righteousness is what I need. Righteousness, righteousness is what you want from me. Take my take my mind, transform it, and take my will, conform it to yours, oh Lord, and take my heart, and form it, and take my take my will, conform it to yours, oh Lord, to yours, oh Lord.
Dear God, Lord, we just invite you into our heart, Lord. If this is the first time or the 50th time, Lord, we invite you into our heart. And Lord, this time, we ask that something changes. We ask that something is different in the future. God, is not just words that we're saying, God, but it's faith activated, activated through our actions, activated through time being spent with you, activated through our pursuit of your heart and your will in our lives, Lord. Just like the song says, take my life and form it. Take my mind, transform it. Take my will and conform it to you, Lord. God, we want to do your will. We want to be living vessels for you, God. We want to live in obedience and we want to surrender to you, Jesus. Father, help us live for you. Help us every time we have a selfish action, every time we have a selfish thought, Lord, help us remember why it is that we're here, and that is to honor you and to serve you and to bring others to you so that we can spend all of eternity with you one day. We thank you for the beautiful gift of salvation. We thank you for the fact that we are made new and we are made clean in Jesus' name. And we look forward to reuniting with you and Jesus one day, whether that's soon, whether that's far out into the distance, Lord, you have the perfect timing. You know the perfect timing. And we're here simply to trust in you and to wait on you. Thank you for everything you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this devotional, please share it with a friend and leave a 5-star review. To connect with me further or to send in a prayer request, check the show notes for my contact information. God bless.